I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like all things spooky and we like to prioritize our self-care.
For yourself. What did you do for self-care this week?
Oh, switching it up.
Switch it up.
Oh my gosh. This week for self-care, well, it's been quite the week.
It's been a long, long
week. I don't know.
Week.
Just resting more. Like, yeah. We went to bed at like 9 and 8, like the past few nights. And like, that makes a big difference.
It's kind of my favorite.
And last night, I wasn't super tired and Keith was. And I just kind of like stayed downstairs because we were watching Lily. And I just painted my nails and watched Gypsy Sisters. If you haven't seen it, I need
What's
you
that?
To watch. Oh, it's so great. It's like a reality show. Did you ever watch My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding?
No.
Okay, well, I just need you to watch Gypsy Sisters. Just one episode.
So, like, Sister Wives? But, like, gypsies?
I didn't watch Sister Wives.
It's I never just, watched it either.
But... It's trashy, but the best kind.
Okay.
It's so great.
Is it on Hulu?
It's on Hulu, yeah. Okay. I did, like, think, yeah.
All right.
But just kind of, like, going to bed early and then, like, taking some time for myself, so.
Nice.
And... We're hoping to get the house done. Yeah. Well, mostly done. It's never going to be done, but you know what I mean. Like, get the, like, big stuff.
Livable.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh. What did you do?
So this week, Stephen was out of town. Well, I guess it was last week. And I decided to paint the bathroom.
It looks great.
Our upstairs bathroom. I've been wanting to do this, like, dark green color because I hate our upstairs bathroom. Like, it's hideous and
what
boring.
Color is it?
It was white. It was
oh, that's so,
so
boring.
Ugly. And, like, there was weird patchwork that, like, the people before us just, like, slapped, I don't know, over holes or something. And it looked so bad. And it, like, none of the colors matched. Like, it looked like they, like, painted over patches with a different color than the original color. So it just looked shitty.
How many coats did you have to do?
2.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So,
well, we did the orange wall, we had to do, like, 3, because it's just, like, little itty-bitty white spots, and it makes us,
well,
like,
all
crazy.
The, like, all the texture, you know? Like, I don't know why
you
we
sometimes
have
can't get in.
Walls.
Yeah. It so doesn't weird. Make any sense.
Yeah. So, I painted it this beautiful dark green color, and it looks amazing.
I love it.
Everyone doubted me. My mom was like, maybe just paint one wall. And I did it when Steven was out of town because, like...
If you showed me, I would have been like, oh, well, didn't you pick it around me? And I was like, do it. And you were like, okay.
I think I showed you when we picked that color for your bedroom. But, so it turned out amazing.
It looks
so
really
good.
I love, I love vivid colors.
Me too. Like, it's I just, like, I'm a color
life short,
person.
Have a crazy color. And that's why we did orange.
I don't give a shit about the people who move in after this. Like, they can paint over if they don't like it.
What are they going to say? Like, I need you to take off 5,000 because of that paint color. No, but, like, go buy it, like,
just
what,
do it
a
yourself.
Gallon's, like, a 20
it
bucks?
It took a day.
Yeah.
It took, like, I started at, like, 5 p.m.
I
ended at, like,
did
8.
Our bathroom. I did not do the trim, and I need to do another coat. But I was like, eh, then we can do it, like, whatever. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's not going
to
take long.
It feels so good to, like, change stuff up.
Right? It just feels good.
It looks so good. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So,
how was my self-care?
What are you going to be telling me about this week?
So, I'm going to tell you about this weird story that I actually saw on TikTok. Like, it was a quick little TikTok, and I was like, hold up, what?
Well, because there's the people who do, like, story time, and you're like...
Not even that. It was just, like, you know those ones where it's just, like, pictures, and they slide, and then there's, like, a big, long caption?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like,
was
what?
It off that page that you and me... I sent to you, I think, because they had good, like, stories. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I...
It's a TikTok user called The Life Gallery.
Okay, that's not it then.
Okay.
I remember I sent you one that was spooky, and I was like, and it had these, like, scary videos and, like, captions, so I was like, oh, we should, probably. Like, use this.
I love TikTok.
I do, too.
So, I was inspired by that, and then I was like, well, I need to know, like, all the information.
Yeah.
I Googled it, and I was like, okay. So, my sources are the LA Times article entitled... California prisoner confesses to killing two molesters. There's a heavy.com article entitled Jonathan Watson, Five Fast Facts. And then I also used an article about the murder that Jonathan did. It was an article by Kim Kemp on the Redheaded Black Belt site.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I will tell you today about Jonathan Watson. Is he a cold-blooded killer or a vigilante hero?
Okay. Dextery, I like it.
I know, right? So, on January 16th, 2020, prisoner Jonathan Watson beat two men to death while serving his life sentence in California Substance Abuse Treatment Facility in state prison in Corcoran. It's in California.
Okay. I was about to be like, where is it?
Yeah, it's a long title. And these two men that he murdered were in prison for sexually assaulting children.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Those people think, okay, those people in the prison hierarchy don't do well.
No, exactly.
And rapists and child, uh-huh. Like anyone that does anything pedophiles, with a child. Yeah.
Not good.
You don't, like, do well, which is great. It's like,
I'm kind of like, karma's a bitch.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the two murdered pedophiles were Graham De Luis Conti. He was 62. And David Bob. Stupid name. Sorry, just saying. He was 48. Both of them died of multiple head wounds. De Luis Conti died 3 days later after the attack, and David Bob died on his way to the hospital.
Damn.
Yeah.
So three people versus one?
One man versus two.
That's a lot.
It's Graham De Luis. He's got like five fucking names.
Okay, that's four where names. I was confused. It almost sounded like two, like three people.
Nope. Yeah, so it's just one long name.
Okay.
So, David Bob, he was supposed to serve life with the possibility of parole for aggravated sexual assault of a child under the age of 14.
God, lock him up and throw away the fucking key.
Yeah. De Luis Conti was sentenced to 121 years in prison for the sexual assault of three teenage girls. In 1995, he raped and assaulted two 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old on a houseboat.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So just
also throw away the key.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, it's bad. So it all started when Jonathan had been moved from his own single cell prison or single cell, like, I guess not like a cage, but you know what I mean? Like a cell.
Yeah.
To a dorm style situation. So he
Don't want no roommates.
Yeah, pretty much. But he had been given a lower level of security rating. So he went from a level 3 threat to a level 2. And level 3 was like you get your own personal cell.
Why do you go down?
I don't know. Because he's in there for
life.
Oh my
God, I'd be so dangerous so I could have my own place.
And they were just kind of like, eh, he's fine. He's going to be here for a while. He's like doing okay. So he went to a level 2, but he really was, like, trying to resist the move. He sent multiple letters to the head of the corrections facility stating that he thought it was a bad idea.
He sucks, I'm sure, but I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to move with people.
Hell no. And in his own words, after the murders took place, he said it was a careless mistake on the prison's part. Like, he warned them several times. He was like, this is a bad idea. I will become violent. I don't want to be with other people.
Don't test me.
Blah, blah, blah. And they were like, whatever, we don't care. So a week after he's transferred to the level 2 dorms, Jonathan encounters the pedophiles that we talked about. DeLuis Conti and then also David Bob. So he meets them while he's in the TV room. And these guys are watching children's programming on the TV. Like, oh. They intentionally put it on, like, PBS.
So they're not even trying to be, like, under...
under wraps. Like...
that's fucking
gross. Everyone knows they're pedophiles because, like, you know, word gets out. And then now they're doing that. They're, like, literally watching children's TV, which is so fucking gross. So
the only time I watch children's TV is when I'm with the bees.
When you're with children.
Yeah.
You're not trying to, like,
and even then, I hate it. Yeah.
So this intentionally was, like, weird. Like, all of the other prisoners who witnessed it were kind of like, ew, these guys are doing this on purpose. Like, why are you doing that? So they all took it as kind of like a taunt. Like, ooh, I'm a pedophile and I'm going to just go ahead and put on PBS Kids. And so... it wasn't just Jonathan, but it was all the other inmates in this dorm-style, like, cell that were like, what the fuck? That's so weird and creepy. So everyone's all, like, kind of riled up. They're like, these weirdos, that's disgusting. Yeah. So they all took note of it, and then...
you're gonna taunt... like, I'm just sitting here, like, you're really gonna try to taunt people?
In prison?
Yeah.
As a pedophile? Like, maybe don't.
Like, what are you doing? Were they big guys?
I'm not sure. I didn't really look at pictures. I mean, they're older, 62 and 48, so they're kind of older men.
What the fuck are you doing?
So on January 16th, 2020, the date of the murders, Jonathan warned prison guards an hour before the first attack that they needed to get him out of the same pod as the pedophiles. But they didn't take him seriously again, even after he had warned them before that he didn't want to be in a dorm style cell. They still didn't take him seriously, even after he had said, I'm seriously going to fuck them up if he wasn't moved.
I don't get it.
The pedophiles, he was like, I will become violent, and they were like, whatever, we don't care. So when he encounters victim number one in the TV room again watching PBS, according to Jonathan, another prisoner said something along the lines of, is this guy seriously watching kids TV again? Like, they were all like, what the fuck? To which Jonathan said, I got this. He grabbed another inmate's cane and proceeded to beat the man repeatedly. Which is
the fact terrifying. That they didn't see this coming. Like,
well, what? He fucking warned them. He literally told them. And all the other inmates are like, all right, like, yeah, fuck this guy. Like, he's being a pedophile. Like, that's so gross. Creepy. So, obviously, no one stopped him. So, he beats this guy with a cane. And then when he finally comes to a stop, he kind of just leaves him for dead and goes down the hall to confess. Crazy.
I mean, I don't support pedophiles, so
yeah.
Go him. But, like, well, and I told couldn't them.
Figure out which one was first. If it was DeLuis Conti or if it was David Bob. It didn't tell me which one he attacked first.
Yeah.
But on his way to go, you know, tell the guards what he just did, he ran into the other man, the second man, which he described as a known child trafficker. Which I was like, neither of their convictions were child trafficking, so I'm not really sure where he's getting that information.
Yeah, that is kind of confusing.
Yeah, but that's his own words. And he said, I figured I'd just do everybody a favor. In for a penny, in for a pound. So basically stating, like, his thought process was that he's already in for life. So, like, what are they going to do?
Did you ever watch Scared Straight?
Mm-mm.
So, I watched the, like, version that started the whole thing, like, the, like, original version from, like, the 70s.
Oh, really?
And one of the guys, it kind of makes you, like, because The one from the 70s is so much worse than the ones they have now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, the one in the 70s was fucked up.
I didn't know they had it in the 70s.
Just so you know, he's like, I'll kill you all. I'm in jail for life. So,
like, I don't give a fuck. So,
nothing worse could happen to me.
Right.
And the cops are like, and I like how the cops are just sitting there like, would you stop me? And the cops are like, I mean, we'd try.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So that's what it made me think of. Like, you're already in here for life.
Right. Like, what are they going to do? What could possibly be worse? Like, oh, they're going to, like, put him on death row, which will take, like, however many years.
He beat the shit out of child predators.
Child molesters. Like, fuck off. Like, who cares?
We should pay him money and give him a award.
Well, that's funny that you say that.
Oh.
Because.
Parade, possibly?
A parade. Not quite. But, so, yeah, he's just like, I've got nothing to lose. Like, I don't give a fuck. So, after he then lets the guards know, news breaks, the media gets a hold of this story, and it becomes, you know, circulated news that this dude killed two pedophiles in prison. And like, so people pretty. Were kind of, like, stoked on it. Like, many people were praising Jonathan, calling him a national hero, and okay, some
well, you
sent
know
him
I'm
money.
A fan. Well, you know, I'm a fan of Chris Hansen. That's what Chris Hansen has done.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's changed, like...
I mean, he's not killing them, but he's catching them.
Yeah, he's catching them. So, like, that's...
It's just, like, a little bit, like, is he really a bad person? Or, like, maybe these fuckers deserved it.
Well, it makes you wonder if he would have done it if they were just annoying, not, like, you know, the whole...
Well, I think there's, like, a special hate for pedophiles in prison, because I think a lot of people maybe, I don't know, I might
that.
Be just making like a broad assumption, but maybe people who have become criminals maybe at some point experienced some shitty abuse in their own
that's
life.
What I always think it is, and I mean, we don't know, because like, we don't know the
everyone's
psychopathy
different,
of what's going
like,
on. Yeah, but that's kind of something I've always wondered, if it's because how many stories have we heard of like people that were murderers and they were like molested,
like,
as children
and like severely abused as children.
Yeah.
So yeah, people start sending this dude money.
That's amazing.
And he starts getting so much money that the California Corrections actually starts blocking him from receiving funds. They're kind of like, okay, we can't just, like, y'all just can't
you can
be sending
spend
this man
so
money.
Much in the commissary.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like, we can't be rewarding people for killing people, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I get it, but like,
but at the same time, like, but
I'm not mad, but
so Jonathan still remains in prison. He's still serving his life sentence, like he was, although he's no longer allowed to interact with any pedophiles whatsoever, as he has stated that he will kill them too.
God, can we all just be under that, like, just check a box, be like, cannot communicate with pedophiles,
right? And I did just want to say that the reason that he was already in prison for his life sentence was because he had murdered before. So in 2008 he shot and killed 27-year-old National Guard member Garrett Benson of Humboldt County, California. So this was kind of like, if you've ever seen that documentary Murder Mountain on Netflix, where it's like, there's this whole big, like, underground weed growing operation. And then
no, I've never even heard of this.
Oh, yeah. And there's like a whole bunch of people that go missing because, like, maybe they're going to be like, I don't know, compromising the operation, or maybe they say too much, or like whatever. But there's a whole bunch of missing people surrounding this huge operation of weed growing.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So it's kind of around that same time where same place where there's a backwoods marijuana grow operation. And even though Garrett's case is not specifically shown in the documentary, it's kind of the same thing, where it's like he was somehow
lather, rinse, repeat,
wrapped into it, got involved, and basically Jonathan and his friend Jason Leon Bells broke into Garrett's home on December 3rd of 2008 and confronted him about, I'm not sure if it was like about specifically Like, maybe he was stealing marijuana, or, like, maybe they wanted more money from him. Like,
yeah, something of
the, but it, like, was something surrounding the grow operation.
Okay.
I don't know the specifics, but basically a fight broke out between the men, and amidst the struggle, Jonathan shot Garrett 3 times, and though he was taken to the hospital, he ended up passing away 3 hours later.
Oh my God.
So that was the whole reason that he was in prison for life. And then when he got there, just was like, fuck these pedophiles.
Yeah.
I'm already here for
I
life.
I mean, that was going to be a question. I was like, okay, so he's obviously, like, not a great guy. If
right.
He has a life
exactly.
sentence.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did something for the greater good.
Yeah. So that's the story of, I don't know if we want to call him a vigilante or if he's just...
I'm... Okay.
A murderer.
All right. You shouldn't murder people.
Don't murder
people. Don't murder people.
But, like, also if it's a pedophile,
but, like,
I don't
it's
care.
At least... We're going to look at it this way. At least it wasn't, like... Wasn't someone that's, like, gonna, you know, cure cancer, like... do anything amazing. So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I had never even heard of that.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either. I saw this TikTok and I was like, wait, what? What? He killed two
people.
What
is this?
And I was like, I need to know more. So then I, like, Googled it all. But I
so know. Here's my question. So he's still in jail
pedophiles.
For the rest of his life? Like,
yeah.
No parole or anything?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I'm wondering if he could have bailed himself out. Maybe that's why cops were like, stop, stop.
I don't know. But he's living his best life. I
hopefully.
Mean, as good as you can in prison.
Yeah, and he doesn't have
and
to deal with pedophiles. So.
Separated from, you know, they're going to keep him away because they're like, oh, you're serious.
Because a lot of people go to jail and they don't tell you why, like, when they do, like, stuff with kids. So then, like, people will be like, oh, you can't room with them. And then people figure it out pretty
damn people
quick.
Find out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they can ask people. They can be like, what's this
well,
guy
and I'm
for?
Pretty sure they have access, like, some of them to, like, the library and, like, media and stuff. When they
oh,
have,
yeah.
like, certain times where they can...
I mean, wouldn't you look up somebody if they're like, I don't know.
100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy.
Good for him, kind of. I'm not condoning murder, but,
justice.
Like, there's a special place in hell for pedophiles.
Oh, yeah. You just traumatize children for the rest of their lives. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, dipshits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if you have some stories, because we love suggestions, it's... You know, it's hard week to week thinking of, like, things, and it'd be nice for people to let us know what they want to hear.
Or if you want to hear something specific, we'd be happy to cover it.
Or if you want to, like, you know, tell us a spooky story, give us a self-care tip, any of that.
Yeah.
We are at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
You can find us on Instagram. You can see our pictures of the victims of
we post pictures the night before just so like because
yeah.
then you can go look at like what mm-hmm. they look like and then we kind of give updates too on stuff that's going on so yeah
oh, and follow us on TikTok. We have a TikTok now,
Mysterious Mavens Pod on TikTok, and we're gonna post more. We only have like a few videos right now. We're bad at filming videos, so
well, we'll get better.
Yeah,
we'll
with time
best. With time and practice and not being so old.
And prayer.
And prayer. I'm kidding. Dear Jesus, make us good at TikTok.
Thank you.
Amen.
Love, Kim and Danae. All right.
All right. We'll tell you stories next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't go as high when I'm like sick.
You sound fine.